you must dig a deeper hole, and then you'll feel better.
Hello, hello. You're listening to 8 Mile 7, Nick and Andy, here on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. You just heard... What did you just heard?
All kinds of good music.
You just heard Wipers, When It's Over. Before that, you heard Suburbanite with Winter Soldier. Husker Du in a Free Land. Guided by Voices, Beg for a Wheelbarrow. Ramones, Carbana Not Glue. The Exploding Hearts, I'm a Pretender, Dicks, Anti-Clan, and started off with Alex Chilton, Free Again. Free Again.
Free Again. Let me tell you something that isn't free. WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
An announcement from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Text if you can't. Southwestern Pennsylvania Wireless customers can send an SMS text message to a 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numerals 911. In the message field, include the address location of the emergency and the type of help needed. Andy, can I make a request?
A request?
One quick request. I know I'm pausing this PSA.
Go ahead.
Actually, you know what? I can do it on my side. I realized. I was going to ask if you could turn the volume down for the clicking, the keyboard clicking.
Oh, I'm clicking away over
here.
You
know, it's kind of satisfying.
I'm making a...
We're a research-based show.
Yeah. Building the ambiance. You know,
okay, anyways.
Late night at the office, your secretary won't stop clicking. You're just trying to listen to your favorite PSA. And, on with the PSA.
On with the PSA. In the message, include the address, location of the emergency, and a type of help needed. Fire, police, ambulance. And click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as not to alert the intruders. Don't alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone lines for a non-emergency call. And, just like 911, you can also text us at 412-440-8906 for all non-emergencies. 412-440-8906. 412-440-8906. You can text us.
And just like 911, you cannot send multi...
Well, I was actually going to say, unlike 911, you can
accept a picture of your favorite song that's never been played on the radio, as far as you know.
We can't accept things we don't want to see, though.
that's the thing.
So technologically... Yes, we can support multimedia files. Spiritually,
It's, you know, the one rule of the show is no profanity, whether that's an AI song or something worse. No profanity.
No profanity. Well, this has been a fun show.
I agree.
Again, we're here every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. 9:11 p.m. 8 miles high. Every Tuesday, here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
The one and only. The greatest station.
The only station.
The only one.
It's the only station in Pittsburgh, which at this point is crazy that there's not another station, but...
They got away with it. We did it.
We did it, but we did
it. We did it, Joe.
We did it. Well, until next time, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you listeners, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, listeners. See you next week.
meets again and too many seasons gone by. We move to cruise and stare at ourselves, hoping to find someone half blind, somebody who will make us new, to hold in the night, guard us from fright, change all that's gone for the new. While in our very city there lives a unicorn of old, the queen that holds the unicorn will be reborn, his mighty horn calls on the day storms pass away.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
this is Adam Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
I'm everything to do with you. I'm alive.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom